wheelchair, and the person gets up in the wheelchair. Now, a lot of it is just pure faith. A lot of it is pure faith, and it's pure faith. But sometimes it's not faith. Well, let's look at that. We don't believe that there's a spiritual color. But the simple answer is, there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, a mind over matter phenomenon. That it's possible for a person to be so convinced that this is working, that the mind can literally control the body, at least for a few seconds. Doesn't mean you'll become better, but for a few seconds, something can happen. So the lady is not disqualified by defects of the body, because fervor and passion can overcome those defects. But what is the enemy of the lady? Exactly your point. The enemy of the lady is, the longer he does it, the less passion he gives to it, because he loses his enthusiasm. And that is why he has to retire after a certain amount of time, because he may no longer be capable of having that enthusiasm and that fervor. So the enemy of the lady is not the body, but it's the habituation of time. The enemy of the Kohen is not habituation. Habituation is the strength. But it's going to be physical problems in the body. That is why the Mishnah says, the Kohen's Avoda gets disqualified with Mum, and the Levi's Avoda gets disqualified with age. Now the truth of the matter is, each and every one of us builds our own Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Beis HaMikdash needs Kohanim and Levim, and the Beis HaMikdash needs some people that are Kohanim and some people that are Levim. Each of us build our own Beis HaMikdash, right? You all know the song, and the words are from the Sefer Haredim. Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh, he hears us. In my heart, I built a mishkan for Hashem, a dwelling place for Hashem. In fact, maybe you see this. It's a very, very popular svarim in Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's a whole series of svarim. Yovavi, Mishkan Evneh, which was a svarim written by Schwartz, who wrote them anonymously. His identity is revealed. Which many people find very, very beautiful in helping people have a personal relationship with that as well. We're reading Hebrew now, and maybe even translated in English, so I might pick up one or two and see that. Yes, Yovavi Mishkan Evneh. That means, in my heart, I will build a Mishkan. I will build a tabernacle, a place of residing for Hashem's presence. And so every one of us, we have to build a mishkan in our heart and in our soul for Hashem. And indeed, even when there was a mishkan, which was really in our heart where the Shekhinah dwelt, what does the pasuk say? Yasu li mikdash. Right, Hashem says, make for me a mikdash which yachantu b'socham, so I will live within you. The mishkan has to be within you. We're not the Mishkan. No, you're the Mishkan. Hashem is reside. Mishkan means where Hashem lives. Hashem resides within you. I will not sing for you, but again, it's been put to a beautiful nigga. A lot of people like it, go to the chuppah, etc. So, the point is, the same way the physical Beis HaMikdash needs Kohanim and Levim, our Beis HaMikdash, we have to be both the Kohanim and the Levim at the same time. We have to be the Kohen, and we have to be the Levi. What does that mean? We have to be a Kohen in the sense that we have to understand that every detail of Hashem's halacha has to be kept. We can't just define our Yiddishkeit by spirituality, what makes us feel good. There's a Shulchan Aruch. We are Avdei Hashem. We are the servants of the Almighty. And actually, servants is a blight word. That literally means slaves of the Almighty. Right? And one who thinks that as long as it makes me feel spiritual, it's good, is not really serving Hashem, serving themselves. So you got to be a Kohen. Follow the rules. Do the halachas right. Be meticulous. Don't cut corners. You know, in the early years of Hasidus, Hasidus emphasized very much the idea of the feeling you have when you do mitzvahs, that you have to love Hashem and think about Hashem and feel strongly when you do mitzvahs. That's a wonderful thing. But the Vilna Gaon was afraid that in emphasizing feelings to be so important, chas v'shalom, a person might de-emphasize the details of halacha. And you understand how this can happen? Because a lot of details of halacha don't seem to be directly connected to feeling. For example, you know, like anything else. Let's say you have to get rid of chametz, you know, by 9:30. Well, what if I'm in the middle of davening and I'm connected to Hashem and I'm going to interrupt my devekas to get rid of chametz? I'll say, ah, good deal, so I'll do it before 10. Now, there's a lot of the details don't make sense. Does Hashem care if I bite my fingernails on Shabbos? Or I get toilet paper? So, people who focus only on spiritual feelings often de-emphasize the details of halacha that don't seem to impact on their feelings, even though it's the Ratzon Hashem, maybe for reasons we don't understand. But Chaim Lushner gives an example of this, almost an absurd example. Let's imagine you were cleaning up for Pesach. For two months, you were trying to clean up your house for Pesach. And now it's the Leil HaSeder. And you are so dead tired that you will not be able to have a good Seder. You're going to fall asleep. You're not going to think about this and this and try it. So what if you would think the following? If the main purpose of the Seder is to be inspired, to be close to Hashem, to relive the Exodus, so isn't it better for me to go to sleep early and I'll have the most wonderful Seder the next day? Well, if the main thing was just your feelings, that would be so. But would you be doing the Ratzon Hashem to have the Seder the next day? Of course not. Now, I once used this example to a non-religious audience, and a woman actually told me that her family did exactly that. Her children and her relatives could not get together on Pesach at all, Pesach. So they decided to make the Seder a week after Pesach. And she says, it was such a beautiful Seder. Well, listen, I'm not against the family getting together. I don't know if the food was kosher or not, you know, Berachas Shalom. They got together and they enjoyed each other's company. But the one thing I think we can say is you can't have a Seder after Pesach.